B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
On the line with us right now, brought to us by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. Visit RothmanSpine.com. From ESPN, our friend Adam Schefter joins us. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for coming on. As per usual, first off, the breaking news that happened just last night. Luke Kuechly retires from the NFL, just 28 years old, leaving tens of millions of dollars on the table. What was your reaction to Kuechly hanging it up? Now the fourth player under 30 to retire just in the last year.
Well, I think that's the disturbing trend if you're the NFL, and you'll have to forgive me this morning. I'm just fighting through a cold or the flu, whatever it is. But yeah, but I would just say that we are seeing more and more of it. We saw within the last 12 months, Rob Gronkowski retired at the age of 29. Andrew Luck retired at the age of 29. Luke Kuechly retired at the age of 28. And so you're seeing more and more of this. I think players are smarter about the sport and the risks that they take for their body. And with all the literature and discussion and intelligence that there is about concussions and brain injuries and everything like that, some guys just say, you know what, it's enough. Now, we saw Luke Kuechly taken off the field when he got hurt in 2016. He was crying. It was like he had an emotional reaction. And I think that was like his second or third concussion of the season. And so you knew something was right. And yet still, when you see the announcement from him last night, you still can't help but be surprised, because you got a player who is essentially in the prime of his career, who's scheduled to make almost $11 million next season, just walk away from the game. And it's a little surprising, but when you sit back and think about it, maybe not so much.
Mm-hmm. No, that's, like you said, it's the trend that the NFL is going to be worried about. True, the players are worried about their livelihood after the game, but the NFL, if they're going to continue as a dominant league, they have to make sure that great players are playing for as long as possible. What else can the NFL do, if anything? I know the concussion research has been there, but is there anything the NFL can do to maybe make sure that these players are playing for as long as they can?
Well, I think what you're seeing is you're seeing a change in culture. Like, again, Carson Wentz goes out of the game, and I'm sorry, but I don't think 5-6 years ago we would have seen a player leave the game with a concussion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We would have seen that guy back in the game, because with Carson Wentz in the game, the Eagles win that game, and it was a playoff game. And because he got a concussion, basically, that was the key to their season ending at that particular moment. I don't think that would have been the case way back when. I remember when I covered the Denver Broncos in the 90s, you know, guys would laugh and you'd say, I got dinged, and I they would go right back into the game. And I just think guys are smarter about that, and there's more and more being learned all the time. And so I don't know what the NFL can do other than we've seen the culture begin to shift. You're not going to make the game entirely safe. It's just impossible to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you can be open and honest about it. You can have better research about it, which the league does. You can enforce rules that are designed to try to eliminate some more violent hits that have been a part of the game for a long time, which the league has tried to do. And so these are little steps that altogether amount to a little bit more of a significant step that I think enlighten, educate, and make the game, which is dangerous in and of itself, just a little bit safer.
Speaking with Adam Schefter of ESPN, moving forward now, there's two names that have come up for the wide receiver coach position in the Eagles. Bobby Engram, reported by Paul Domowicz of the Inquirer.com here in Philly, and also Hines Ward. Do you know anything about the Eagles looking at those two former players as a potential wide receiver coach?
No, but this is how far we've fallen, that we've gone from talking about the wide receivers to who's going to be the wide receiver coach.
Oh, yeah, right.
I've never been asked about a wide receiver coach in any city until right now. and I think that shows you the desperation that exists in your city right now about that position.
Well, I would consider it an eagerness to improve.
Yeah, okay, that too. Desperation and eagerness to improve. But what I would say is that both guys, Bobby Engram was a great player and is an excellent coach, and the same thing with Hines Ward. So if the Eagles add either one of them to the staff, that'd be great for them. They would be assets. But again, it'll come back to who's the offensive coordinator, how they're growing and developing wide receivers, who they're signing this offseason, who they're dreading. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done there beyond just a wide receiver coach, as much as those two guys could help.
And then moving up the ladder to the offensive coordinator position, a lot of names are getting thrown out there right now. But one of the names that, well, everyone knows this name in Philadelphia, Deuce Daly. Obviously, he's been on the coaching staff for a long time, was a longtime player here as well as a running back. Any chance you see Deuce Daly, if you could put a percentage on it, any chance he would be the Eagles' next offensive coordinator?
Well, I think that he has to be in the discussion. I mean, he's done a great job. I don't know why you wouldn't consider him, but I'm sure that they're – I know that they're making this a very thorough process, and I know that they're looking at a lot of different names. And it's a question of what they believe is going to be best for the team, direction they want to go. What name? Jim Caldwell, you've heard that name. I don't know that he's going to do it just due to health, because I think he's an excellent football coach. He's a great man and an excellent football coach. I just don't know that his health is going to allow him to be an offensive coordinator. Ben McAdoo is out there. The Eagles at one point in time actually were interested in hiring him as a head coach. I think he's ready to come back into the game as an offensive coordinator. Who are some of the names that have been kicked around for the offense? Deuce Daly, of course.
John DeFilippo, Marty Morningweg, Todd Haley.
Shefty, one name that I threw out there that I'm kind of interested in, Gary Kubiak. I know he was out of the game for a few years, 16, I think. He coached the Broncos, had the health problems, got back in last year as an offensive advisor with the Vikings. Do you think he'd be up for it, and do you think he'd be a good candidate?
Well, first of all, Gary's a great guy. I've known him for 30 years. I would be surprised if he were willing to leave Minnesota. Well, why would he go from there to Philadelphia to be the offensive coordinator for the Eagles?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I was asking you. I don't know if he has a desire maybe to do more in the game as a
No. Gary's very content. You know, he's not a guy that's looking to climb the ladder. He's very content with his role. He's got a great relationship with Mike Zimmer. He brought some of his guys, including, I think, maybe his son to Minnesota. But I know, like, I was out there for the Monday night game, and I saw him on the field before. And he was walking around with Rick Dennison, who's their offensive line coach, who he's been with forever. And Brian Perriani, his tight ends coach. So, like, he's got his guys there, and they have an opening at offensive coordinator there. I can't imagine that he's going to leave Minnesota to become the Eagles' offensive coordinator.
Speaking with Adam Schefter, ESPN. The other name, and man, I hope you're feeling better later, man. I'm sorry to hear that you're sick.
Thank you.
I appreciate you calling in. You're a warrior, Adam Schefter. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Todd Haley is a guy that I've always liked. He's butted heads with a lot of guys. He's a strong personality. Is he getting any consideration around the league as an OC?
Well, I think people would be wise to consider him, but you have not heard his name come up in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure whether he has or hasn't come up in Philadelphia. I had heard his name connected to some other places that were considering some changes, but never that they actually discussed it with him, just it was more speculative than anything else. He'd be a good guy to have, but he's a very strong personality. And as much as I like him, I think he's made some enemies over the years, so we'll see if that works out.
There's another couple of names that Philadelphia fans are familiar with. One is John DeFilippo, who was a quarterback's coach here when they won the Super Bowl. He has been dismissed of offensive coordinator positions at Minnesota and also Jacksonville. Are you hearing his name connected back to Philadelphia at all?
Listen, I'm not saying it's not inconsistent. I haven't yet. But again, that, you know, he was just dismissed a couple of days ago. So, you know, with John, it's interesting. His star was burning bright for a long period of time. Then all of a sudden he's bouncing around. And when I saw that, I said to myself, well, something's not going right here. Like for John, that he continues to bounce around from place to place to place. And I don't know why that is, but I think when you know, Minnesota gets rid of you and Jacksonville moves on from you, and I think it's time to wonder, you know, what's going on there. Mm-hmm. And so you have to wonder about that. I'm sure he'll be in the discussion too. These are all worthy names. It's just a question of what's going to work for them and what's going to be the best.
The other thing that is maybe not a worthy name, it's not in consideration maybe, but it's definitely being brought up in conversation at least, especially with the pass-happy NFL that we're all watching these days. Press Taylor was a quality control coach with the Eagles. Now he's a quarterback coach with Carson Wentz. He's 32 years old, definitely working his way up to college or the high school, pro rankings here. Press Taylor, have you heard his name brought up at all as a potential offensive coordinator with the Eagles?
Hey, you guys have gone through a real healthy list of names. I've not heard the name.
Mm-hmm.
Again, but just because I haven't heard the name doesn't mean that he's not in consideration. I mean, you know, it's not like Jeffrey Lurie's calling me up and checking the name, running the names past me for
sure.
Offensive coordinator. He's a guy that's well thought of, and eventually he's going to make the jump and continue to climb up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, do they have a guy that's better than that, or is that their best option? Are they better off going to him? Are they better off going to Deuce? Are they better bringing an outside voice? And there are enough worthy options here that it's not like they have to rush to go make this decision because there aren't that many teams hiring offensive coordinators, and they'll get a good one here.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Adam Schefter, ESPN. Adam, I know you don't have him on your fantasy basketball team, but Ben Simmons developing a jumper, how confident are you he'll eventually do that?
Well, you know, I haven't tracked him because he's not on my team as much. Has he been shooting the ball well lately the last couple of weeks?
He had a good first half the other day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've seen him make a three, right? Like, you know, a good first half the other day. Look, it shouldn't be that hard. The guy's an enormously gifted player. Like, that's something when the season ended, I would devote every ounce of energy I had to making sure that my jumper was something that opponents had to defend. I don't know how hard that could be to do. Like, I mean, if you work on that, you should be able to improve at that, right? And he's so good in so many areas.
It's pretty much the only thing in sports you can do by yourself to improve yourself.
So why, you know, again,
I don't know.
I mean, to me, and look, he's going to make so much money anyway, it doesn't really matter, but I would just say, like, that would be so important to me when he's as good as he is to just elevate his play in that one area to where he'd be one of the best players in the game if he could do that.
I don't disagree. You go from a guy that could be an all-star almost every year to a guy that could be an MVP candidate every year.
Yeah,
it's just what's separating him. Shefty, always great catch-up.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
And here's the question. I've never met him. Here's what I'd want to know with that, and Bob would be able to answer this better than me. Is the drive and hunger there to be that great?
That's the key question.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key question. Or is the perception, him thinking people would perceive him as a bad shooter, overriding him wanting to shoot?
Oh, well, that might be the case, but I don't care about that. What I care about is this guy, once we get to the offseason, driven to where he's just eating, drinking, and sleeping this, where it's that important to him, where he would pour all his energy into that and not going out and not being with the ladies, all like... Is it that important that he would make that commitment to basically elevate his game? I've never met the guy. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
And last thing for you, Schefty, Hall of Fame announcements coming up in a little bit here. So any names on that list that you have a good idea that are going to make it in?
Yeah, I'm gonna guarantee Bill Cowher and Jimmy Johnson make it in this year.
Good man.
Good stuff, Chef.
I have a good feeling that when they go to step in the shower, some David Baker will be there waiting to greet him.
Jim Covert was the first announced now.
Okay,
Chef. Oh, they just announced it.
Yeah, they're unveiling him now. Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right.
Well, there you go.
There, Schefty, thanks so much, man. Feel better soon.
All right,
buddy.
Guys. Appreciate it. Have a great week. Enjoy the conference championship games, and good luck on the coordinator search.
Thank you. We'll ask you about wide receiver coaches next week as well.
That is a first. In 30 years, I don't think I've ever been asked about a wide receiver coach on a radio show.
And you know what? This is how in-depth our listeners and our fans want to get. It's a huge problem.
Philadelphia, you are lucky that we go in depth into the real issues of the sports world today. So there we go.
Schefty, did we grab this cold flu in New Orleans? Because we know some things can get caught there.
You know, I wasn't there very long. No, I flew down there Saturday. I flew back Sunday night. I went down. I just woke up Friday. I didn't feel well and still dragging along. I'm going to blame my wife.
One in doubt.
Exactly.
All the names are being released right now. Winston Hill also just got into the Hall of Fame as well.
Winston Hill, wow, how about that?
Yeah,
so Winston Hill gets in before Joe Klecko. Okay.
Yeah, evidently, yeah. This is the announcement that just got made. A lot of people here.
Oh, there it is.
It just got announced just now, Shefty. It's official. Harold Carmichael, Eagles great. Wow. Harold Carmichael gets selected for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And that is a fitting way to conclude the segment with a Eagles Hall of Fame wide receiver, something that this team could use very badly today.
Absolutely. Shefty, thanks so much, brother.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.